our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. From the 12th chapter of the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, the third verse. I want you to understand that no one speaking by the Spirit of God ever says, Jesus be cursed, and no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit. On this 50th day after our Lord's resurrection from the dead, we Christians celebrate with great joy the day of Pentecost, the day when the risen and ascended Lord sent down the Holy Spirit on his chosen disciples, who filled with the Holy Spirit, then proclaimed God's victory over sin and death through his crucified and risen Son. And what was begun on that first day of Pentecost has continued and will continue until time is no more. God's victory. On Good Friday, the victory was accomplished. The dying Savior cries out, it is finished. And if we ask what is finished, the answer is this: God's victory of holy love. For when all his enemies, visible and invisible, attacked this Lord of love, love remained love. Father, forgive, Jesus prays, and goes on loving to the end. And because he did, all our lack of love for God and all our lack of love for one another, in a word, our sin, is atoned for, and the sins of the world are forgiven. On Good Friday, that victory was accomplished. On Easter Day, that victory was revealed. Because Jesus' resurrection is God the Father's declaration that the sins of the world are forgiven and death itself is dead. On Good Friday, the victory was accomplished. On Easter Day, the victory was revealed. And now, on the day of Pentecost, the victory is proclaimed. And no less than 3,000 souls were brought to faith. And so it will continue until the risen Lord at last appears in glory to bring to full completion that work of redeeming love begun in the manger at Bethlehem, finished on the cross, and revealed at the opened tomb. You and I are Christians because the Holy Spirit came down on the disciples at Pentecost and has continued to come through the preaching of Jesus. Jesus crucified, Jesus risen, Jesus coming again. In his first letter to the church at Corinth, St. Paul writes, I want you to understand that no one speaking by the Spirit of God ever says, Jesus be cursed. And no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit. Now, beautifully, Dr. Luther expresses this in his well-known explanation of the third article of the Creed. I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord, or come to him, but the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel which is the good news of Jesus. I believe that I cannot believe, but the Holy Spirit has called me, and that is the miracle of faith. The miracle of faith. It was John Wesley who once said, "The change accomplished by the Holy Spirit in the heart is no less than all outward miracles, because it shows the same power which gave sight to the blind, feet to the lame, and life to the dead." The miracle of faith. It is all miracle. The miracle of our Savior's birth from one who is both virgin and mother. The miracle of his atoning death, which takes away all sin. The miracle of his glorious resurrection and ascension. And the still awaited miracle of his coming again in glory. It is all miracle, the miracle of God. And the greatest miracle of all is that I, a poor sinner, can say, "Jesus loved me and died for me." And so if you are able to say, "Jesus is my Lord and Savior," that is the work of the Holy Spirit in you. That is the miracle of faith wrought by the Holy Spirit in every penitent heart. In every penitent heart. For not only has the Holy Spirit called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gift, sanctified and kept me in the true faith, in the same way the Holy Spirit calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith. And that means that we are not lonely souls. Oh no. Through the Holy Spirit's work, we are members of one holy church, gathered out of every nation under heaven, that one holy church which is the Savior's mystical body and his beloved bride. And so through the Holy Spirit's work, we are restored not only to unity with God, but also to unity with one another. Alluding to the story of the division of languages and peoples at Babel, the Greek liturgy for this day of Pentecost says, "When the Most High came down and confused the tongues, the nations were divided. But when he distributed the tongues of fire, all people were called into unity." Divided human beings find unity as each kneels in repentance before the crucified Savior, receives from him full and free pardon of all sin, and is drawn out of isolation into the unity of one holy church. As the Lord Jesus said, "And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." On that first day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit, through the preaching of Christ crucified and risen, worked the miracle of faith in the hearts of thousands, in that way fulfilling the promise given by the Savior in the upper room on the night before he suffered. Jesus said, "When the Comforter comes, the Spirit of truth, whom I shall send to you from the Father, he will bear witness to me." The Holy Spirit did that on that first day of Pentecost, and so it will continue until the end. The Holy Spirit, who came this day as wind and flame, continues to work the miracle of faith in the hearts of sinners like you and me, so that we and countless others, like those first disciples and the thousands baptized on this day, may with eyes of faith see our risen Lord, hear his word of perfect peace, and be glad. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.